Brethren, if we can have your attention, we'd like to focus our thoughts and our minds at this time and prepare ourselves for the opportunities that are set before us. And we'd like to get some oxygen going to the brain. Now that the food has gone to the stomach, we need something else to energize the mind a little bit. And we'd ask you to perhaps rise, and we'll sing the theme hymn, which is hymn 283 in this blue hymn book, The Glory of the Lord. And we'll sing all seven verses. That should get things moving. And then the brethren may be seated afterwards.
Thank you.
Brethren, you may be seated. We had the opportunity early on to ask the Lord's blessing on this convention, and we know, we feel in our hearts, and we have come for that blessing. On behalf of all of the brethren from the Berean Bible students of Prince Albert and the Saskatchewan Bible students, Saskatoon Bible students, we'd want to welcome you here, and not just say welcome, but we love to have you here. It is our desire to share a convention with you and to share the Lord's blessings with you. We went through the greetings that the brethren have used in their epistles, Peter, John, and Paul. And we were trying to find one of them that would reflect the sentiments of what's in our hearts to each of you today. And we've come upon maybe one that's not commonly used is in the epistle to Philemon. And we'd like to read from verse 4 to verse 7. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of your faith, which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all of the saints. And I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you for Christ's sake. For I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. We're here for that refreshment. We join together to be spiritually energized. We live in a dry desert, brethren. This world is so dry, it's a wonder it doesn't crack apart. When we come upon an oasis, we really look for that refreshment of the water of truth. If you had a water jug over there on the table, and you said, "My, that's a wonderful water jug. The water is crystal clear. It looks so beautiful." And you didn't go and taste it. What value would it be? This is why we're here. We want to take that truth that we hear here and apply it to our hearts and apply it to ourselves from this day on. This is kind of like our theme text, where we have the portion here quoted, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." The Heavenly Father provides this, and he will cause it to be effectual if we cooperate. Our part is very small. Matter of fact, almost non-existent sometimes. And that Holy Spirit that we pray for daily not only carries us through, energizes us, but it develops our character to that which it was meant for. And that is why we are here, to be solid, to be steadfast in the exercise of God's love, really that agape love. And brethren, it is our wish that each of you feel this truly in your hearts as you are here today. We love sharing our sentiments, our faith, our hopes, our trials, our experiences, our joys, our losses, because we know that the Lord's hand is over all, and there is reason. Sometimes it's a little difficult to see, but there is reason for these trials and difficulties to come about in our lives. Brethren, there's if there's any need in any respect, in terms of accommodation, physical needs, or whatever, if you need a back rub, let us know. We'll try and take care of that for you. Talk to one of the brethren. Remember in 2 Timothy 1:7, what kind of spirit do we have? Not of timidity. So don't be afraid to ask if you have any need at all. Speak to one of our brethren from the Brean class or from the Saskatoon class. The few announcements before we get going. The floor is very slippery. If you're wearing shoes that are seems like a leather, you can take a dive, so watch where you're stepping. There seems to be some humidity coming up in the floor. On the carpet, you're safe. So just be careful. We don't want to see any difficulties in that respect. If you need accommodation, as I mentioned, please make it known to us. And we would ask you, brethren, if you would give your attention to all of our speakers, not only this day, but all the days, and how to value the work that the Lord has caused in their preparation and in their delivery. We can do this by being punctual and alert before the meeting starts. So if it's at 1 o'clock, you know, try and be here about a minute to one, so that the brother will have the allotted time to give the Lord's message. We can show our appreciation in that way. Basically, when you hear the music playing, find a chair. Simple rule. Are there any other announcements that... Oh, washrooms. There are washrooms in the Brother Adam's house, Sister Helen's home. There's a one directly... What direction is that? That way. A single that way. And also in Brother Ben and Sister Sue's home, washrooms are available. You should be able to find it in their home. Are there any greetings? We have a few minutes here. Any greetings that the brethren would like to convey at this time? Brother Randy Gowerlick from Windsor. That's the place. Windsor, Ontario. Go ahead.
Brother Ben and Irene and Einsky send love, and Arthur and Barbara Chiswick send love, and the Chicago Ecclesia sends love. So you have to call in Brother Carl and Marge. So you have a great deal of love from the Chicago Ecclesia.
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
I have a letter from David Rice, and he asked his love be sent for this class, and also our daughter Ricky in Valparaiso, who is working this weekend, also sent for us.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
From my parents, Dan and Linda Larson, and also from Jeff and Charity Morgenstern, who were about 3 years ago. They sent their special love.
Okay, thank you. Sister Helen.
Brother David and Bernice Blanco, they were planning to be here, but they had a change of plan.
Okay, thank you. Brother Brad.
Sister Debbie wanted her love sent to me as well.
Okay, thank you. Sister. Thank you. And go ahead, sister.
We have love from the British Columbia, Vernon, British Columbia group of brethren there. They all wanted to be here, of course, but they sent their love gifts.
Thank you. Sister?
Sorry, I was also talking to Sister Estelle Lipsenberger, and she asked me please to bring her greetings to the class.
Good, thank you. The brethren are thinking of you. And we should always be in that attitude of reciprocation to our brethren. in thinking of their needs in prayer and in any way that we can be helpful at all.